In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm on the radio.
Man, you got. I'm surprised you haven't souped that thing up yet.
Nah, man. You know what? Today, I've had everyone tell me what I need to put on my scooter. I'm like, you know what? Y'all worry about your own scooters. My scooter only.
Hey,
is that
which is so true that everybody telling you, like, I ain't going through enough now. I got a problem with my scooter. Right. My scooter.
I need an engine. They tell me to put brakes on it. Like, man, I'm good. Y'all worry about yourselves.
So, like, has it been hard getting around with that thing? Like, has it been a big pain in the ass? Like, or have you gotten used to it already?
Honestly, this is better than they had me on crutches at first, and that was
Your arms got
So this was one or two days after surgery, I got the scooter, and I've been rocking on the scooter since.
So give us like the sense of this, man. So people said this was I guess you tried to avoid the surgery. So like, when did you finally be like, all right, we gotta do it to get right? Like, what was that whole process like for you?
Yeah, it was
Do me a favor, tilt that mic towards there.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, perfect. There you go, Tyler.
No, it was a weird long process. It happened in July. So I was born with like a little bone, I guess the doctor said, that not everyone is born with. It's like a little microchip bone in the back of my ankle. And I've had it my whole life. It hasn't been an issue, but I guess over time with wear and tear, it can be bothered. So I guess it snapped off a little bit. And with the MRIs, you can't actually see the bone behind there if it's like snapped or moved. So that was like the whole weight up, because on the MRIs and everything, there was nothing that was showing up. But I was feeling a crazy pinch in my foot. So the pinch and then the MRIs weren't lining up. So it was just a matter of like time to see if it got better, and it just never got better. You know, we did three different shots of two PRPs and a cortisone. Nothing really improved it. And then I tried to ramp up and like work out on the court right before, probably last week before I got the surgery, and I couldn't do it. So
it happens with the hamate. Told you you got all them bones in your feet and hands. Mm-hmm. They got to do either a special X-ray or something to just see what's going on.
They did everything they could, and like the bone, it looked like it was good. Like, and then once they got in there, they seen that the bone was like hanging. It was just hanging there. So every time I would try to get to my toes, I was feeling like a sharp pinch.
Right.
And like I said, I couldn't play through it. I tried to. I couldn't. And
you were probably able to still move.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't stopping. You just felt that.
Yeah.
Right, like, which is weird. Like,
it was just a weird feeling. Like, I was walking and I could run and we were doing different things, but it was like this certain angle, bro. I couldn't get to my toes in this angle. And I can already get to my toes on the angle now. So that's how I know it was they took the bone out. It was a tiny bone. They took it out. And,
dude, that's not tiny.
You save it?
Yeah, I got it. It's like a mini like shark tooth. It was crazy. it'll be good. The beauty of it is they didn't have to repair anything. They just took something out. So it's just a matter of my time or my skin healing and the incisions just calming down. And okay. I'll be ready to go.
I was curious about this, Tyler, because you stepped up a big way leadership wise last year with everything that went on. You took Kalel under your wing a little bit, but how much have you felt growth in that? Of like, hey, you're 25, but you're a vet. Like, this is, you know, you and Bam, kind of the figures. We talked to Goron about this summer, that he expects you guys to even go in a bigger fashion, just because it's going to be a lot cleaner, it feels like, this year. But from your standpoint, how much have you felt that, I guess, growth of a leader on the team?
Yeah, I mean, last year for sure, you know, I felt it a lot as everything kind of played out. And then, you know, this summer my goal was, you know, to really try to improve my leadership skills, being more vocal, and being able to just, you know, communicate differently, talk to my teammates, coaches. And I think this happened for a reason, because now I'm not on the court. I have to use my voice and talk and be around the guys even when I'm not playing. So that's the challenge for me in these next, like, 8 to 10 weeks, is just being as vocal as possible, being around the team as much as possible, even though I'm hurt. And then I'll hit the ground running. But I just want to be around and continue to lead and do things like that, and everything will take care of itself.
With all of the new guys and everybody getting situated, it seems like now you're getting to the point where y'all have a group of guys who you might be with for a couple of years, mm-hmm. and be consistent with. That yeah. seems to have been, you know, one of the issues in the past, is that you couldn't really build that bond because you weren't together. But it seems like now you have a group of guys with the additions, mm-hmm. With the guys that are no longer here, that now you have the same group of guys that y'all may be going a little run or something.
Yeah, we're all young too. You know, obviously there's Norman is a little older, Wiggs is a little older, but they're young guys at the end of the day. They're still young, you know.
Right.
And we have the rest of the guys on the team are a bunch of young guys who are hungry, mm-hmm. Don't really know much about the league, and are thirsty to know more. And, like, that's what we want, guys who can, you know, ultimately are hungry, want to come in, get better every single day. And, you know, it's my Norman, Bam, Wiggs, like, our jobs as leaders and vets to kind of push those guys and bring another level out of the young guys.
What have you been seeing from Kalel? Because Wiggins was saying, like, he's looked really impressive.
Yeah, he has. I feel like his energy and effort has been really high, you know, ever since coming back from summer league. He's really been, you know, focused on just his conditioning and getting right and ready for the season. I think Khalil will have a really big year.
Did you give him the old, hey, you got the first Spoke call out publicly? Like, you like?
Yeah, I seen that in the summer. I definitely seen that. It was crazy. I actually was working with him, like, an entire week, and then this happened. So, like, we were working out, and Khalil was at the workout when this happened. It was at Miami-Dade College in Kendall. We were working out, and then unfortunately, I haven't worked out since, so I'm just chilling now.
How fired up were you that your Packers got Micah Parsons this year?
I was definitely fired up. We looked good the first 2 weeks. And
how unfired are you up when the Browns beat you?
Yeah, that was. I'm like, how do we beat the two best teams in the NFC, and then we lose to the Browns?
Hey man, it's football.
Browns ain't bad either. They have a great defense.
They can't score. Just
can't score the ball, but yeah. It'll be all right.
Yeah, it's that is football. There's I don't know how with the injury it will affect this, but you're pretty damn close to passing LeBron all the time for franchise scoring. What would that mean to you to be? I mean, you'd be top four at that point. You and Bam are heading towards some pretty impressive marks.
Yeah, I need to get healthy.
Yes.
Then we'll figure it out. But I seen that last year, I like that for sure. I wanna be up there for sure. I gotta be around for a little bit longer. Be healthy, and then I'll be up there.
Do you feel, from your standpoint, like, are you worried at all about, like, jumping in there with Norm? Like, you make this big acquisition for you guys, and obviously everybody wants to see what you guys can do as two of the most, like, potent scorers in the league. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you have in your mind of, like, how to speed up that process? I know you kind of had this a little bit with Terry where you had to do that. Like, what's that process you think going to be like?
I think it's going to be easy, honestly. I think the way Norm plays, like, he's played with other really good players before, and he also is really good off the ball. Most really good players are good on the ball, not off the ball. And he's like myself. We both can play on and off the ball. I think that's going to make a huge difference. You know, Norm's catch and goes, like when he catches it out of closeouts, he's really tough to guard. So I think that'll be important. Just being able to balance who has the ball in their hands and who doesn't, and just sharing the ball, playing the right way, which Norman does all the time. So,
I know you're much more fashionable than me, but why did you let that person trick you?
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
you into bleaching your eyebrows, dude. Like, I don't know. that was such a sneaky move on that. I saw the YouTube video of that. She's like, oh, no, you're going to love it, dude. Like, I promise. Like, did you have to be polite afterwards when you bleached the eyebrows, or did you actually dig the look?
I was actually in London for a Nike commercial that's it's going to come out in the next month or so. So y'all will see the commercial. But it was she caught me off guard. She just was like, yeah, they want you to bleach your hair. So I'm like, all right, I'm not doing that. So it was like, well, we got to do your eyebrows or something. So I was like, all right, let's do it. Let's see what it looks like. She did it. And I thought it didn't look too bad. I'll tell you this.
We were all confused,
you
though.
You don't like it?
Hey, man. Hey, I'll tell you.
I texted Mike Lisak before. I said, I'm not going crazy over
this
here.
This how it goes.
For a commercial, just so y'all know.
There's a couple things that guys don't do. We don't mess with eyebrows. You could bleach everything else over your body, but we ain't going that far when we touching eyebrows. When a dude come and he got his eyebrows done, he get a funny look. I'm just saying. Like, hold on, come on. Hey, and then he call over. Hey, y'all see what Tyler did? Like, no, we don't touch eyebrows.
I hear you.
Yeah. Listen,
you're gonna take swings that we don't take. Like, right? No. You and D-Wade are gonna step into like fashion boxes that others just won't. And I think you'll probably be like, all right, I'm gonna give that a ride.
She was like, most people won't do this, but I feel like you'll actually like it. So I was like, let's try it, and I liked it.
Well,
I might bring it back just for the first
night. No, you ain't gonna bring it back.
Or first night
you
back.
You can't bring it back before you play. Right? Because they're gonna say, he ain't have nothing to do. He went on the bleach thing again. He bored.
I need something to do with my time.
That, please don't make that.
Do the kiddos like the scooter? Are they trying to mess around with it?
Yeah, my daughter's she's taking care of me. She's trying to figure out what's going on, and told her dad had to get surgery, and she's pretending to be like the doctor and all this other stuff. So it's all right. Bringing the scooter around the house and hitting all the short angles and tight angles. So it's been fun at the house, too.
Well, wish you a speedy recovery, man. Can't wait to see you back on the court. Always appreciate it when you stop by.
Thank you.
We'll take a break from Miami Heat Media Day. Thanks to Tyler Hero. We'll take a break back after this.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.